This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. A brand new week, a full moon on the way. This is Tune In with Erica. Great to get together with you. Hello, good morning. How are you doing? Happy July and all those good things. This is Tune In with Erica. It's just past, a smidgen past 7:30 Pacific if you're stateside, and 3:30 in the afternoon if you're over here in the UK with me. And wherever you are, if I haven't mentioned your location, you are very welcome, especially if you're listening to this show on catch up or on demand. It's whenever you are. So welcome to July, a whole new month. A crazy, crazy astrology, which I know Mark Huston is going to speak to when he comes on air at 9 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. Mark, I could use the guidance. What a week. I can see people coming into the Facebook chat room. If you want to come and join us, very easy peasy, lemon squeezy, go to the website 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is to chat. It will bring you into the Facebook chat room. Or if you're already in Facebook, well, come on in, and the water is lovely. So here we are in July. Oh, by the way, it's also World Chocolate Day. I mean, I had to celebrate, didn't I, already? Yes, cacao counts. So you might want to get yourself some chocolate. Mark, you can have chocolate for breakfast. It's fine. Chocolate bread. You could do that. Chocolate croissant. Pain au chocolat. All of that. Perfect. Anyway, it's laissez-faire day. If you want your chocolate, go for it. So there we go. Lots of people have said, oh, you know, I just had to take one for the team and have some chocolate. Okay. So today I am going to take you through my starscapes for July. You will find them on the front page of 12Listen and also on my website, angelhandsheal.com. On 12Listen, you're going to find all the scopes from my colleagues as well. And I was just going to go over there so I can talk you through the other scopes, because I go and look at all of them. I look at all of them for my sign, and then I go and look at them all for my rising sign, and sometimes, just for good measure, I take a look at my moon. So you've got my starscopes there. You've got heart scopes, angel scopes, and empowerment scopes. You've also got the gratitude board, which is unique to 12Listen. So if you want to empower something, why are you not using it? There are 50 odd advisors on 12Listen, and when we are logged on, we are empowering what you put into the gratitude scroll, and put it as if it's already happened. You're projecting what you want into the future. Project positivity. So just a hint, chocolate day, you could put in chocolate, but maybe put in something a little more heartfelt as well. So here we are facing astrological storm. I know Mark is going to talk more about it. We have the full moon in Capricorn on Thursday, which he's talking about being like your inner parenting, the mother and father of the skies, the ruled by Saturn, the disciplinarian. Oh my goodness, and the week has only just started. I feel like I've been sent to my room to consider my behaviour, and Capricorn doesn't even feature in my natal chart. So the rest of you, my heart goes out to you. It's a time to review and create goals, and goals that are fitting for the new you that is emerging. That is exactly what it feels like. The Schumann resonance, which is the measurement of the, I suppose, vibrational soup in which we live here on planet Earth. It's from the Earth's surface up to the stratosphere, a certain part of the stratosphere. It's the resonance we normally live in. Normally it's around 7 or 8 hertz, which is why the Pythagorean tuning forks all start with 8 and then go to 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, and so on. It's so high this week, it's actually made white noise on the recorder because it's gone, it's burnt the machine out. So if you're feeling frazzled, it's not you. It's the energies that we are living in. And all I would say is drink lots of water, breathe, And as they have put, somebody's put a wonderful write-up about it, which is very long. If I get a chance, I'll go back today and read it for you. But it ends up with saying, and for the love of all that's sacred, please listen to your intuition. And I can completely second that. I was also looking up, because it's frazzled me so much this week, and it's only Monday, on tuning forks. I've been doing tuning ceremonies and gong baths and things for people all weekend. I thought, I wonder what tuning forks would help with this, especially if this is really triggering you, and it has brought all sorts of stuff up for me that needs to be released, and feeling the emotions of it. And I thought, wonder what frequencies would help with that. And of course, I looked back in my training, and it is part of the solfeggio frequencies. If you've got solfeggio, you'll know it. It's 396 and 528, the miracle love frequency. So I looked out a couple of my tuning forks, and I thought I would do some frequencies for you. Now, I've done this on the radio before. I think it will work. And even if you can't do it now, I'm going to do it for long enough that you can go back and pick up the on-demand. And I'm just going to, as I say that, I'm going to go to my technology and just make sure it's recording. Yes, it is. That's good. It's all recording nicely. So have a listen to this. I hope it will work. This is the 396, which helps us when we've got judgments going, we've got anger, we've got grief, we're struggling to let something go. It enables us to look at all those emotions and just take a deep breath and let them go. So I'm going to do this, and you can go back and do it later. Do it for you again. That's the 396, which really did it for me today, and this is 528. To 8 is known as the miracle frequency. It's said to be able to reset in vitro DNA. And what really, really works is when you use both of these. So if you've got a chance to do this and go back and put some stereo headphones on, I hope it'll work in stereo. But what this is what happens when you do them both. To swap ears for you and do it the other way around, because you had the 396 on your left and you had the 528 on your right, so your brain needs both. So if you're having a week that's frazzling you, I hope that will be helpful. I also did a card for the day in case you can't get in the Facebook chat room. I do appreciate not everybody can, depending on your circumstance. A beautiful card, one of my favourite out of the tarot deck. It's a major arcana card, so that's a pay attention to your journey through life card. It is number 6, which is very, very relevant for me. It's always been a very relevant number. And it's the Lovers, and it comes with Archangel Raphael, which of course in every movie you've ever seen, the Lover's card comes up on tarot when there's a romance. But and it can mean that, but it really it has so many other meanings. It's very much about making how we make choices in our lives and how we relate to things. And I'm going to talk about that in a second, some more astrology, which C.A. Brooks has written brilliantly in Mark's Power Peak. If you haven't got it, go sign up and see what C.A. said in full. But she had an interesting take on this, what's going on. And the Lover's card was just absolutely perfect for this, because it is intimate relationships, but it's how we relate to everything around us, people, our world, our circumstance, what comes at us, what we give out, how we feel about it. It's about relating. It's also weighing your decisions carefully. And that's what Raphael is about. That's what the Lover's card is about, choice, making choices with your heart. And also, but also looking beyond appearance, because what appears glittering and gold on the surface may not be all that it seems underneath. So it's about really going into depth, going underneath, seeing what really is happening. So I hope that will be helpful as well. I said I was going to talk about what CA said in the Power Peak, and she's talking very much about Uranus, the great awakener of the planets, changing signs today for 7 years. It's a big deal. I know Mark spoke at length about this last week on his astrology show. I'm sure he'll do it again today, as well as talking about the Capricorn energy. So Uranus is leaving Taurus and going into Gemini. So in a nutshell, that means you can expect radical changes in how you think, how you process information, how you learn, how you teach, how you communicate, and how you relate to things. So that with Capricorn and everything else that's going on, no wonder I feel like I've been sent to my room to think about my behaviour. So let me just have a look in this Facebook chat room and see who's in here. I'm just going to refresh the page and take a look, because I can see people coming in the room. Bear with me. Lots of people seem to like the fact it's World Chocolate Day. I'm with you on that. I may have to have some more after this show. So good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton. Oh, sent me a little dog that appears to have chocolate as well, though it's not terribly good for them. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, who hoards health bars and was a chocolate snob by the time you were three. Oh, excellent. May I have a reading, please? Yes, of course you may. I will go back in and do a reading. Let me have a look at this time. I promised you starscopes and I must get them done. So let me get those done and I will go back in the chat room if you would like a reading today. So my July starscopes, as you know, are an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and angelic guidance. And this month I've used the Angel Tarot and the Archangel Raphael healing decks. Now, I've forgotten I'd done that. And of course, Raphael has come up for the card of the day, the Lovers. And Raphael works with health and the heart and is aligned with this month's angel, Verchiel, V-E-R-C-H-I-E-L, the angel of affection. And July's ruling angel, Verchiel, is one of the powers known as the angel of affection, guides us to take our focus from material concerns and to reconnect with the joy and wonder of nature, to take us into pleasure in leisure and sharing joy with family and friends, and asking us to step back and take a wider view of what is important in life. I think COVID taught us that when we were literally locked up. So many people discovered nature and baking and the importance of relationships. So in this clarity, we can refresh ourselves and realign our lives with love. So if you're struggling with that, call on Raphael, call on Verchiel. Starting with Cancerians, because the sun is shining on your sign at the moment, and Jupiter, the planet of expansion and positivity, is overlighting your sign for a year. So be open and optimistic when change comes your way. Open your heart to new partnerships, new opportunities, and be willing to move forward. Weigh your decisions in your heart. Caretake your mental and physical well-being with guidance from Archangel Raphael. The world contains light and dark, but life is not black and white. Love is always at the heart of the answer. Leo, well, this month is about focus. Be mindful where you point that arrow of your mind. Be prepared to be inspired. Take advice from creative people, but do things your way. You are unique. Don't be afraid to ask questions, even from experts in their field. Advice is for learning. Action is for forging your own path. In terms of your health, detach and retreat from situations that stress you. Virgo, if things have seemed turbulent this year or simply not going in the direction you were seeking, expect things to change. There's definitely an end to a phase or situation on the cards. New beginnings are possible, and if you're willing to release the old, use your innate power of healing and take a leap of faith. Expect the unexpected and move forward. Libra, oh boy, was this true of me today. Libra, it's time to heal. If there are old patterns of thinking, it's time to forgive and release. This is particularly true of relationships and the way of relating to people and situations. Where there's been conflict, expect it to resolve. If you need help, seek out healers and they will appear. Allow sadness, allow anger, allow judgment to emerge if they do, and once they do, acknowledge them so they can be healed and be integrated into your experience and just dissolve. Now, move on. Scorpio, this month is a time for recovery and renewal into radiant health. Health can mean many things. It can be mental well-being. It can be financial support of physical improvements. Whatever it means to you, embrace optimism, focus on happy times ahead, and be prepared to take action towards it. Even tiny steps can start a journey, because Rome, as you know, wasn't built in a day. Sagittarius, wisdom is all around you. Don't be afraid to ask for second opinions or even third ones. Worry is not your friend. Gather information and take advice. And when you're putting your plans together, cast your net wide. And when you have your definitive answer, only then focus directly ahead. In this planning stage, be broadly creative. The more expansive your perspective, the better. Capricorn, diet or drinks or anything that serves as a crutch will need attention this month. If you hit the fridge when you're feeling upset, reach for a glass when you're feeling lost, or down caffeine to get through your day, it's time to take a look below the surface and get to grips with the triggers. And of course, the energy today is right on that. Try falling in love with life. Life includes all sorts of triggers, but if you can cuddle up to the truth that life is a wonderful and miraculous gift, that's a good place to start. Aquarians, when you need to make a choice, go into your heart space. Feel your choices. Do not allow negative thoughts to spin you. Feel, then focus your passion. And when you come from your heart, move to focus that passion and only then apply your mind to fine-tune the details. That is the way forward. Have courage. Be assertive once you know you are standing in your truth. Fishes, Pisces, your body is your home. The only true home you will ever have in this lifetime. Fuel it with loving care and wholesome products. Eat as nature intended with organic food wherever you can. In this way, you also support farmers who are truly connected to the land. And initially, this might seem difficult. However, once you set your heart on your intention, the way will open up. Aries, first sign of the zodiac. Treat yourself, Aries. Take time to smell the roses. Have that chocolate. One small piece is not going to ruin a diet. Enjoy the company of others. Plan a trip or holiday or meal out. In fact, plan anything that will lift your spirits and keep your focus positive. And by the way, dump the guilt. You are worth it. Taurus, surrender your cares to the divine. If you can heal a situation, then do so. If it's not yours to heal, let it go. Love those dear to you and accept their love in return. Nothing is more enriching in life. Have patience while life realigns and be guided by your intuition. Your heart knows the way. Gemini, Don't let your ego fool you into thinking you walk this life alone and unaided. No one said an earth life would be easy. However, help is always there when you need it. You have to remember to ask. So ask and be prepared to follow whatever guidance you receive, even if that path seems unfamiliar. If it was obvious, you'd have seen it already. So that is the lineup. I think I've been through everybody. Yes, I have. Yep. I'm making sure I've done all the signs. I was just looking, I'd written a Sufi prayer at the end of all this saying, bringing joy to one heart with love is better than 1,000 repetitive prayer recitings. Amen to that. So I hope you found that helpful. This show will go to on demand, so you can go and listen to those being read to you again if that's something you would like to do. And of course you'll find them on my website angelhandsheal.com and on the front page of 1-2-Listen. Okay, I'm back in the Facebook chat room looking at the clock. Yikes, I better get on with these readings. Right, let me just turn everything the right way up. So, good morning to Laura, I've said Renee, to Jean. Good morning to Maureen Whitebarner and to Catherine. So let's get these readings done before I run out of time. Jean McIntosh would like a reading, of course, World Chocolate Day. Chocolate fiend like me, although I'm more of a cacao fiend now. I kid you not, I put the card back in, Jean, and it's flown back out of the pack for you. I have number 6, the Lovers, Raphael. So, how are you choosing? How are you relating to the world? It talks about good health. And okay, it's chocolate day, so you can have cacao as well. But look at how, listen to your intuition and look at how you're relating to world and why you make the choices you do and how do they feel. And if you're not sure, then come back into a very quiet place and try on the different scenarios as if you're trying on clothes and see how they feel. I hope that will be helpful. Good morning to Maureen. You would like a card if time permits, of course. Beautiful weekend, yeah, but very difficult in the US. And I did see the news. We saw the news here. My heart goes out to all those affected by the floods, indeed. So Maureen, a card for Maureen, my Libra buddy. Well, I liked our card, I tell you, off the Starscopes. So let me just clear this deck. Lots of healing for us, Maureen. It's going to be good, even if sometimes healing feels tough. Wow, you're going to like this. King of Earth, the Midas touch. Successful time, being confident. To do with people, the King of Earth, which can be male or female, is someone who's generous and professional and responsible and practical. Sounds like you, Maureen. So expect a successful time. Project that one into the future, into this powerful new beginning that we've got Uranus, who just kind of knocks down walls. Favorite food day for Catherine Hickey as well. Another chocoholic, yay. You want a message too? Where am I? Just got time to do this. I've got a couple of minutes left in this show. So let's do this. For Catherine, please, could I have a card for Catherine on World Chocolate Day? Right, I'm feeling dark chocolate for you for some reason. I have a beautiful card. It's a fire card. Hope it doesn't melt your chocolate. 3 of fire. It's about abundance, but it's about planning. It's about things looking good. There's a beautiful dragon on this with water and a beautiful landscape. And the dragon is looking out, perched on the wall. It's going to fly, but it's deciding which way it is going. And this card is all about that. Have patience. Make long-term plans. Tap into your passion about what you would like to do, but this is the planning stage. So there we go. I'm looking at the clock. I have no idea where this week's show has gone. It has absolutely flown by. Don't forget that Mark Huston is on the way, followed by Kat, Laurie Love, and Serena. It's a great day to be here on 1-2-Listen. So thank you so much for joining me. Please, please enjoy your chocolate. Indulge yourself. Tell me all about it next week. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, take care of yourself. Lots of love.